from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is resuming construction on a portion of the border wall in Texas. Corps announced its continuing work at about 13 miles in the Rio Grande Valley. That portion left partially built when the Biden administration stopped it. Two, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer defending her latest trip to Florida. She said in a press conference yesterday her visit was not a vacation and not a gift. The governor further claimed the plane was not paid for at taxpayers' expense. And number one, more children soon rolling up their sleeves to get protected against coronavirus. Several states will start giving Pfizer vaccinations to 12 to 15-year-olds today. The CDC signed off yesterday recommending those kids also get other routine shots needed at the same time. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show today. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here from the campus of Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here, the award-winning student radio station here on campus. And I also teach in the journalism department. I host the radio-free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations, as well as the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and host Political Beats for National Review, a show about music. Talk with people in and around the world of politics about their favorite band or artist. No politics on the show. Just talking music with friends from both sides of the aisle. We're mostly those on the right, but a few from the left as well. We come together over a common love of music, and that's why here on the program, when I guest host, we do use the opportunity to head back in time, music history, number ones, birthdays, death days, anniversaries, release days, etc. And today is an especially good day in the world of music, so stay tuned for more of that. Andy Puzder this hour, former CEO of Carl's Jr., Hardee's. We'll talk inflation worries with him. Frank Buckley, F.H. Buckley, his new book is Curiosity. And Casey Mulligan, former member of the White House Council of Economic Advisors during the Trump administration. A new study, what did stay-at-home policies accomplish during the early days, in the mid-days, I suppose, of the COVID outbreak? We'll talk with Casey Mulligan about that. All of it coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show. Did you know that President Biden has now passed the 100-day mark in office? Now, that seems like a big deal for a couple of reasons. One is it's a traditional marker, 100 days in office. Stories about what's happened in the first 100 days, the strengths, the weaknesses, the problems, the hurdles. And two, because the Biden administration had set a number of targets that were set to happen by 100 days. It was vaccinations. There was a threshold set on school openings by 100 days. And look, unless I missed it, and I'm a pretty voracious consumer of media, I do not recall a whole bunch of Biden 100-day stories. I might have missed them, but I don't recall seeing a lot of, here is the administration at 100 days. The all-important 100-day mark is here, and here's how the Biden administration has performed thus far. Now, one, because we know if they were done, they would all be glowing reviews. But two, connected to one, if they were done, couldn't be glowing reviews, could they? David Arsani has a piece of National Review that I'll crib a little bit from here. Biden is off to a disastrous start for nationalreview.com. And I mentioned at the top of the program, I got home yesterday, had two conversations with my wife. One, should we go buy some gas due to this gas shortage? We said no, decided no, we'll be okay, but we talked about it. And then, should we buy some big ticket items that might be on our list because inflation is here? Inflation is coming, but we saw the numbers yesterday. Inflation is here. It might be here to stay for a while. Should we buy a bunch of, not a bunch, but should we buy some of the bigger items we are considering right now because prices on everything are about to spike due to inflation? We talked about this stuff yesterday, 1979 all over again. And when you look at what's happened in the first 100 days, you've got a border crisis, which the media would like to forget about, inflation arriving, this job market in which there are incentives for people to stay home and not accept new jobs, not take jobs, pipeline fiasco leading to gas shortages on the East Coast. In Georgia and Virginia, 45% or so of stations had no fuel yesterday. 45%. If you take an honest look at these first 100 days, it's been pretty darn bad, hasn't it? Now, supporters in the media, though I repeat myself, might be celebrating because the president's been able to pass that giant spending bill. He wants to spend trillions of dollars more. Democrats are trying to upend elections in states across the country. Those are things the media generally roots for, so they're happy. But, again, unbiased observers, that rescue package contains disincentives for work and investments. Presidents out there threatening to raise taxes on business, spike energy prices, trillions being pumped into the economy does tend to dampen growth. That jobs report, which I know Steve discussed, expectations were 1 million jobs and we were 800,000 jobs short. March's gains were revised down $140,000. 7.5 million jobs available in the U.S., only 270,000 were filled last month. That's horrible. Americans are getting checks to stay home. Where is the incentive? What is the incentive? And by the way, Joe Biden's response, he said the jobs report was better than he expected. We're moving more rapidly than I thought we would, creating 200 and whatever thousand jobs in the month. He wants to spend trillions more. Consumer prices jumping 4.2% from a year ago in April. Highest jump since 2009. Inflation's here. Talk with Andy Pudzer about that next. 178,000 apprehensions on the border in April. You know how many there were last April? 1 year ago. 17,000. 17,000 last April, 178,000 under the Biden administration, the first 100 days. And not to mention, we'll talk about this with KT McFarland in Hour 3, Hamas and Israel, this violence spilling over in the Middle East between the two sides. This is happening in this first 100 days. You didn't see those 100-day stories because a reading of those days would mean a bad story would have to be written. And the media certainly does not want to write bad stories about the Biden administration. Andy Pudzer next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
In the den. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. Besides the four world title teams, the Tigers have had great clubs that came up just short of winning a championship. In each of 1907, 08, and 09, the Ty Cobb-led teams won 90 games or more, but lost in the World Series. In 34, Charlie Gehringer led the Tigers to a league-best 101 wins, but lost in the World Series in 7 games, and the same happened in 1940. In 1961, Norm Cash won the batting title, and the Tigers won 101 games, but finished 8 games back of the Yankees in the division. The 87 team was upset by the Twins in the ALCS. 2006 still stings because they underperformed in the World Series, and then there was a stretch from 2011 through 14 winning the division, but failing to earn a crown. Just because they didn't win at all doesn't mean they weren't great baseball teams, just not legendary in Detroit.